No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. It's time for this week's matchups episode. We're going to talk about the defense first. And joining me is my friend, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the defensive show. Going on a little bit of a losing streak, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Let's see if we can break it going against Cincinnati this week.
Yeah, both very bad games, obviously. Multiple turnovers against Cincinnati. Hopefully that they can fix that. But all the opportunities created by the defense and the red zone failures this last week, and you know, the officiating as well, but honestly their own red zone failures as much or more. Just a miserable couple of weeks of football here.
Yeah, it's been tough. Moving into my first matchup for this week, I have the Ravens run defense versus the Bengals run offense. Really, that's where the game starts. If we can stop them there without Higgins, it could be an issue for them to get going on offense. I know they have Chase, who's arguably one of the best receivers in the NFL, and they have a decent supporting cast, whether it be Yoshivash or some of the other tight ends that they have. If we can take Chase Brown out of the game in terms of running the ball and force him to be a pass-first option, then it could bode well in terms of pressuring Burrow, knowing that we have obvious passing situations, and then also coming up and making the hits on the short throws, preventing them from really getting any yak, and then forcing Burrow to throw into the second and third levels.
I'm with you on that. In fact, my next one's going to sound somewhat similar, but I agree that the defense against the run is going to be a big deal. You know, it's interesting. Chase Brown doesn't get a lot of ink, and he's only averaged 4.2 yards per carry, so he hasn't been a great runner or anything. But he's got 31 missed tackles forced and a missed tackle force rate of 0.18 per carry. And I'm just looking at Henry right now. He's got 26 missed tackles forced and 222 attempts, which is better than it was last week, but it's still under 12% for the year. Now, by the way, it was 0.09 But the 0.12 would still be the lowest rate of his entire career. So anyway, that's obviously for in terms of dealing with Chase Brown, I think they could go to the same strategy they did last week, which would be using four nose tackles again. And I think that the chance of them doing that probably went up with the fact that Higgins is out. I think they're going to put less of a premium on having that last player decision between perhaps Josh Tupou and Aeneas Peebles be made in favor of a three tech. I think they might go with another nose tech again. And the other thing is that with the weather, I mean, this week, yeah. I mean, I would just imagine this is going to be a game where you're going to want to be able to stop the run. We did see Burrow just go up to Buffalo and throw all over the Bills, but I think that's certainly a possibility. So, you know, you can't take anybody's run assets for granted when they run okay out of 11 personnel, and that's about what the Bengals do. So I'm with you on that one. I'll go a little bit different on mine, not much. It's the Ravens 4 and 5 man front versus the Bengals offensive line. They need to get actual penetration. They can get a lack of movement will allow good flowing for the football by the inside linebackers. By the way, that's exactly what happened against Pittsburgh. They shut down Pittsburgh's run game with this four nose tackle alignment. It's not four nose tackles all at once. It's two nose tackles basically on every play is what you get every potential running down. And you know, they were very effective using that. And they used two nose tackles and Urban on some plays in an uncovered look and in a base look both. And they were very effective with that as well. So I think they might be incented to try that again, despite the fact that a lot of what Burrow does is that short passing game. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that in some of our later things. But you want to force Burrow to have to throw in potentially difficult conditions. And it's going to be about 12 degrees at game time with winds about 10 miles per hour. I do expect that to affect Lamar Jackson, but you know they need to make it affect Joe Burrow as well.
Yeah, and he's shown to have less than desirable arm talent in terms of picking the ball and who's shooting it where he wants to. He's more of a timing quarterback, so it's going to be crucial to get him off his spot, really forcing the receivers to get off their route and then mess up the timing so he's not 1-2-3, 1-2-5, all the way back to the 7-step drop, and then getting to the top of his drop and making the throw. Need him to pull it down. Really starts with the coverage in terms of being sticky, but that pressure up front is definitely going to be big. But we can't get to that point unless we stop the run, especially in these cold conditions.
Yeah. Would you go with the four nose tackles, or would you go with Aeneas Peebles this week and try and get a little more pressure on him?
Probably the four nose tackles. Peebles has been an actor for what? 8 weeks now, 9 weeks in a row. So
he was active one time in there, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit disappointing. I know he's not there in terms of where we want his body to be. I think he's probably going to have to take the Justin Madubuike route. Madubuike was a contributor his first season, but I think he needs to put on more weight and have more sand in his pants to really be someone we can count on down in and down out.
Yeah, we've seen the guys who are you understand the runway concept pretty quickly when you just look at percentage of snaps played in the first season. Like Tavius Robinson played 30% of the outside linebacker snaps in his first season. David Ajabo has, I don't think he's ever played that. If he has, he's barely made it in his third or fourth year. The guys who start at 30% or 40% on defensive linemen, they're going to have really good careers they'll be used in a broad variety of ways. It does occasionally happen in trial by fire purposes, but it's typically a very good sign. Just snaps played, aggregate snaps played as a rookie for an outside linebacker or a defensive lineman.
All right. Moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens linebackers safeties versus the Bengals tight ends. If it's not Chase, they run it through either Tanner Hudson or Gesicki. Noah Fant has been on the back end of that rotation, but those two help move the chains. He likes Hudson a lot because he's a bigger target, 6'5", 240. So really going to focus on Buchanan getting the right drops. I don't anticipate a lot of man coverage with the tight ends unless it's Hamilton lining up against them. I do want to see eye discipline.
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies 100% federally legal THC blends discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code Ravens at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
From the linebackers, we didn't get, I feel like, torched between the second and the third level. A lot of the plays that happened last week with DK Metcalf were third level throws near the safeties and behind the corner. So I think we're making the middle difficult to pick apart. And I want to see that continue against a formidable tight end duo.
So they may activate four tight ends in this game. They do make extensive use of the tight end. Drew Sample is really their blocking tight end primarily. Noah Fant is out there. Noah Fant has caught 33 out of 37 balls this year, but hasn't had a big yards per target number. He's down, well, it's 37 for 283. I'm not calculating it right now, but I'm looking at it. Gesicki similarly has not been all that effective. Tanner Hudson's been a little bit more effective, but it's only 15 targets for him. So I do feel like this is a game where the Ravens should have the ability to cover that. I think some of that's going to have to be Hamilton, but some of it could also be Roquan and Buchanan. Want to see more out of Buchanan in coverage, big time. I want to see more out of Buchanan in coverage. He's about the only thing I can say about Buchanan right now. I don't think he's played particularly well this year unless you qualify with for a rookie. Okay. Yeah. If you, once you put in the for a rookie,
then you could say, oh yeah, okay, Patrick Queen sucked as a rookie, and he did. I mean, Patrick Queen really sucked for 2 years as a first round player, and once you've been through that, you really understand just how important it is to have a player like Buchanan who comes in is below average, but still a contributor as a rookie. Right. Yeah. So, and I'm with you on the safeties and tight ends. Mine was similar in terms of what they do with the safeties versus Burrow. I like to see the eye discipline there. I want to see safeties that read the quarterback. I want to see that rob routes, because I think most of what you do against a player like Chase is not particularly defensible. You have to get help defending it by getting close to the quarterback and potentially getting your hands up. That's one possibility. Possibility number two is the weather helps you out on some missed passes to the outside. And I agree with you, Burrow's arm strength should be a detriment there. But possibility number three is you have to be willing to play some zone where you aggressively go underneath, relying on over-the-top help. I think it's extremely dangerous for a player like Chase and a quarterback like Burrow. So it ends up being, Chase is just a weapon who's going to get his catches. They're going to need to try and do a better job of really being sticky with him in man coverage situations. By the way, man coverage situations, usually a pretty small percentage of total passing situations. You play man on third down typically to defend the sticks. That's the most common time where you play it, and that's when they need you best, because that's when Chase has really hurt us, particularly in the last matchup. So I'm for that, and otherwise I think they really need to clamp down on what Chase can do over the top versus them and depend on the weather to constrain that throwing game. We did just see Burrow have a big game in some snowy conditions. I don't know how windy it was in Buffalo. Usually it's pretty windy no matter what, but I don't know how windy it was for that game. And I do expect the Ravens to drop primarily out of a four-man, use a four-man rush, even if they show some simulated pressure, and drop seven to handle the short game in particular. So they want to have, five under, two over kind of thing, or 4-3 to if they want to use some cover three in this game to get bodies into the secondary, get bodies into the passing lanes and impact Burrow. Good half field play. Yep.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's going to be easier this week without Higgins because he's still in that concussion protocol. So being able to essentially key in on Chase, which again, I mentioned this in the episodes previous, the Ravens, when they key in on a number one wide receiver, except Metcalf last week, they're able to have a really good plan in terms of keeping the lid on top of him. So I anticipate a really good plan coming into this week against Chase, who's embarrassed us in the past. And I think Orr is going to make an emphasis to not let him destroy the game. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've done a good job with that in the past, particularly against Burrow. And I'd like to see them. I'd like to see what their choice is in terms of having Wiggins travel right with Chase, or have him stay on the side. They could just have him stay on the side and let it be. He's covering a number two receiver, and they rotate a safety asset, or they do what they need to get over on Chase to put the lid on him. But I don't think they can just hope things work out with a kind of a standard alignment against Chase. I think you have to do specific things to attack what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I think that would, staying sound in our alignment would make sense if Higgins was still on the field, but because it's just Chase, I think having Wiggins travel with him is the main option at this point. Okay. Because we don't want Chase going against Humphrey, because that doesn't sound good. And even though Ouzie has been playing well, I don't want Chase going up against him and selling him something at the top of the route, and now he's just broken off and there's all this space out in front of Chase, and Burrow just lays it up. So I think it's having someone with that recovery speed, if Chase does make his move like he usually does, they easily can get into his back pocket.
All right. Always great doing the show with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X @F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, folks. As always, use hashtag film study mailbag if you can. I'm trying to use that as a source for these short videos. You know that by now. If you want to be a film study short, there will be opportunities the rest of the season and also after the season. If you'd like to talk to me about something, probably those are the best time for franchise building shows that get into how do they restructure, how do they rebuild a pass rush. Garnett West, I want to apologize to him. He had a great question about rebuilding the entire roster that he wanted to submit to Friday Morning GM. And it's several episodes is what that is. So we'll try and attack pieces of that as we go. But looking for topics specifically that I can cover in 1 to 3 minutes or that we could cover together in about 20 minutes. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McKusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.